Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
These are going to be two fighters now at the center of the ring just wailing on each other the rest of the way. Three ball, Durant, good from up top. And for the first time since it was 2-0, the Brooklyn Nets have a lead in this game. 38 for Kevin Durant. Durant again, this time off the right angle, a deep three. Brooklyn leads it 97-96, make it 41 for Kevin Durant.
Kevin's got to come up and get the ball if he wants it.
He does. He comes all the way to Harden, steps to the three-point line, shoots for three, and drilled it, 109-105.
Rock on his back, one dribble, and a bang to three.
So, KD, I said to you yesterday, they got no chance of winning unless he gets 40 or more. Freaking guy was unreal last night.
By the way, that is PJ Carlissimo on the color for that, along with Sean Kelly on ESPN Radio. Yes, PJ's voice sounds like that all the time. He hasn't coached in years.
Right.
Still grovelly.
Grovelly. Or gravelly.
Yes.
I love PJ.
Uh-huh.
And look, it was a performance for the ages. This guy's an amazing player. He lost Kyrie Irving. He did not play with the ankle sprain. Harden tried to gut it out. But when Green has 27 points and hits 7 out of 8 from 3, that's a huge factor. But Kevin Durant was incredible. Middleton had a good game at 25. Giannis had 34 and 12. But when Middleton came down late in the game and made an awesome move on the left side of the lane,
yep,
gave a little, like, with it, almost with his eyes, like an imperceptible move, he kind of fakes and he flips it right to Giannis, who should go up and dunk it, and he fumbles it. Like, really?
There's so much for this game, Cap. Okay. So we saw two games at work. The early lead for the Milwaukee. Like, oh, Milwaukee's doing well, up 29-15. Brooklyn looked like an exhibition game early, right? The exhibition season. Who should make the pass here? Who should shoot here? It was so fractured and so bad for the Nets early on because, you know, Durant was going to be the focal point of the offense. But then the big question mark, and I did SiriusXM NBA before the game, mm-hmm, with Mitch Lawrence, and we were talking about this before the game. I said, now that we saw Harden, when we worked together yesterday morning, out. Then it went to doubtful. Then it was meh. Then it was maybe. And then the guy actually plays in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to test the hamstring, right? Try to find out what he can do. And so we know Durant could be able to score, but we didn't know what Harden can do. Harden stayed out there for 46 minutes on a bad hamstring, right? They shot it up or whatever they did, but he was out there. Now, was he effective? No, he was almost like a decoy out there, right? Because the step-back jumper or him trying to knock down threes, it just wasn't there offensively. But just him being a weapon out there messed up the Bucks in a big way. Whatever you think of Kevin Durant, outside of basketball is fine. But we cannot say that's one of the all-time great performances in the playoffs. Not being prisoner of the moment. I'm saying the guy was out there for 48 minutes. A guy that's had injuries throughout the season. And he was out there. Steve Nash kept checking on him. You want to keep going? Durant says yes. Every time out, are you sure? You don't need a breather? You want to keep going? Nash kept asking. He's out there for 48 freaking minutes,
a
Durant.
A warrior.
I mean, amazing.
Amazing.
More than the Warriors' time, more than the Thunder, this was one of the great all-time performances for Kevin Durant. The guy had taken the Nets, who were bad going into the game, that weren't very good, and led them through to win that game last night. It was amazing.
Yeah, when I watched it, you know, I loved KD in Oklahoma City. And I had some friends I used to work with in the league who said, dude, he's the best. He's an awesome, awesome guy. And then he goes to Golden State, and then he's not happy in Golden State. I'm like, you're playing on one of the great teams in the history of American sports.
But it wasn't his team, man.
It wasn't. And so then he becomes standoffish, and he's not the same guy. And then he goes to Brooklyn, and then he becomes, what's the right word? A malcontent? It just never seemed like he was happy. And I'm like, you're one of the best players to ever play the sport. You make hundreds of millions of dollars. I just don't understand why you don't exude joy on the court. His personal life's his personal life.
Yeah.
But on the court, he just comes off as this morose, unhappy individual. But, hey, man, I taped the game last night because I was at an appearance. So I watched some of it at the appearance. Mm-hmm. I get in the car. I'm trying to listen to the Sox, the Cubs, the basketball.
So much.
I come in the house, and I'm watching, and I'm like, this guy's un-freaking real.
48 minutes was out there every part of the game. And you mentioned Jeff Green. Here's something about Jeff Green. Bulls fans are always looking for that free agent, that one key guy. Do you know Jeff Green's been on a one-year contract every year since 2017? He can't stick to a team for whatever reason.
Right.
Might be injury, age, whatever, but look at him stepping up for 27 points. Someone need to be able to step up besides Kevin Durant. It was Jeff Green off the bench, and Joe Harris was non-existent, but Harden out there as a decoy with his 8 assists. He wasn't great, but he was out there. So that's one part of the game. Great for Brooklyn. At home, winning, coming from behind, down 17, and they win the ball game. Flip side. All right, Milwaukee, here's looking at you. You know why Carm can't bet on Milwaukee or can't bet on Brook? Because you don't know what you're getting from Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a two-time MVP cap, he's got all the physical skills. You want to build a basketball player, you want guys with shoulders like that, arms like that, link like that, the ability to get to the basket, do a lot of things. But Giannis Antetokounmpo is a positive and a negative for this Bucks team. How in the hell? Here's Harden with the bad hamstring, right? They're on the baseline, and Harden says, don't come over a double. I got this, right? You saw this in the fourth quarter. He says, I got this. And Giannis takes a fallaway jumper instead of going right at a guy with a bad hamstring.
Bingo, you're talking about on the far side of the court.
What the bleep is that? What is that?
And then who was doing the color? Was it Reggie?
No, that was Grant Hill
said, how do you have Harden on you when you take a fall away? He goes, you settled and you let him win. He's 6'3".
That was the ball game right there.
That was the ball game.
I mean, I know the fumble, as I mentioned, like the Middleton easy pass to Giannis goes through his hands. That's a tough play. But that was a microcosm of the game. You're a two-time MVP. You're Giannis Antetokounmpo. You go through that guy down the baseline. And you take a fallaway jumper against a guy with a bad hamstring?
That was awful.
If you're coaching, you're running on the court and choking that guy.
Hoodie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You get him in the huddle and you're like, are you 7 feet tall? Are you a two-time MVP? Is he on a bad hamstring and he's 7, 8, 9 inches smaller than you? Take his effing ass to the rim.
Hoodie,
Or I'll get someone who will.
I truly believe this is where mentally his deficiencies at the free throw line are playing into everything he does come the fourth quarter. When games, like, it's easy first, second, or third. If he misses a free throw, it sucks, but it's not in his head because he knows there's still plenty of game left for it to play out and him to make good, right?
Right.
But if they don't have a big lead in the fourth quarter and it's tight, he gets the ball. It leads to him shooting these weird, funky fadeaways that are not his game against as you pointed out, a hamstrung James Harden.
Yes.
And also then him, you know, bobbling the ball from Chris Middleton.
Oh.
Like, he's truly thinking about, in the fourth quarter, I have to make the shot, because if I go to the line, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, he went one of two down the stretch.
And if you're watching him, you could see it's in his head. When he's taking free throws in the fourth quarter, he's talking to himself. He's just mentally, he's in a bad place in the fourth quarter because of the free throws.
And that's when you are a step behind if you're Giannis, right? That means you still have a lot to work on your game. I can't believe that he didn't go through Harden with the bad hand. Even Harden's like, don't come over a double. I got this. Don't come over. He moved the defense. Like, I got this. For 3.5 quarters, the Bucks were able to get the job done. They got it done defensively. They didn't stop Durant. They tried to slow him as much as possible, but they could not get the job done for four quarters. In the fourth quarter, Cap, how is it that Giannis Antetokounmpo does not come through and push them through? That's what stars are supposed to do.
Correct. Get on my back. I got this. And it didn't happen. Now, I did think the officials erred on the challenge by Milwaukee late. Harden grabbed Giannis, pulled his arm into him.
I saw it.
And they called the foul on Giannis, and he's like, are you kidding? And Budenholzer correctly challenged it. Mm-hmm. And then James Capers, the official who I've known, James went to Northern when I was coaching there. He's a wonderful guy. He came over. Yeah, the challenge is denied. Mm-hmm. We have a common foul, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, hold on a minute. James, go back and watch that replay. Harden initiated all the contact, grabbed Giannis, and you bailed him out.
You're talking about Lopez, right? It was
Brooke Lopez.
Yes,
that's
yes.
who it was.
You know what, though? You're right, Cap. It was Harden, but also, I don't know, that Coach Bud, does he really need to be challenged in that situation?
Well, it was so late.
That happens all the time. You really think that's getting overturned in that spot? I'm not going to fault.
You had to try.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
fault him for challenging it.
A minute and a half left.
But the truth is, that doesn't get overturned in your favor on the offensive player too often.
It doesn't.
You shoot 40% from three and you lost last night. If you're the Bucks, 40% from three and you lost. I mean, it is just. Now I had nothing on the game.
Me, I didn't have a single bet last night on anything.
I saw the line go from 4.5 to 2 for Milwaukee. As soon as Harden was a go, Cap, because I was on the air on Sirius XM, and I saw the line drop from 4.5 to 2. They said Milwaukee, but Vegas gave Milwaukee the benefit of that, and Milwaukee still lost the game. It is amazing. Durant, we give him his flowers because he was great. Not good. He was great. One of the all-time great performers for him, but Milwaukee allowed that to happen.
No question. Real fast, Andrew in Buffalo Grove. Andrew, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, what's up, Cap and Jay Hood? So, yeah, look, how's it going? In addition to the fourth quarter free throw problems for Giannis, the other problem is the coach has to tell him, stop shooting those threes. Watch how Blake Griffin plays him all game long. He gives him like 5 feet of cushion to bait him into taking those threes. And I'll live with him making a couple here and there, but I'll have him shoot that all day long. If I were the coach, I'd say, stop it. You are a beast. You need to drive it to the rack and take it strong.
Yeah, and I think they have. Budenholzer talked the other day on a Zoom where he said, we have told him his best attribute is being able to put the ball on the deck at 7 feet tall and take people to the basket. Appreciate your call.
Absolutely.
But in the heat of the moment, players revert to individual tendencies. They do. Character reveals itself not when you're strutting and you're up 25. It's when the screws get a little tighter and all of a sudden your shorts are a little tighter. Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, he's leaving me open. I'll show him. Clank. All right.
I mean, for a two-time MVP and for a first-team All-NBA guy, because that came out yesterday, too, the list of all, soft. Got to be better. And
gotta
again,
be better.
I mean, he's not a first-year player. You're a two-time MVP.
You better go hire a shooting coach in the offseason, lock in the gym, and shoot jumpers and free throws all day long.
Play like it, man. Play like that MVP. I mean, it shouldn't take more. Maybe this is growing pains for him and he's going to get better. I just didn't like what I saw out there. 3.5 quarters of great basketball for Milwaukee, and they trickle it down their leg at the biggest moments in the fourth.
Is your refrigerator running? Don't ask my partner that question. Next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I don't understand what's wrong. You're just running into walls?
I didn't intentionally run into the wall. Okay, just full disclosure, God. I'm a little nuts. So I have...
Perfect music for this, by the way.
I have superstitions. One of them is, I sit in the same chair every day in the conference room. You sit in your same chair. Meller in his, Danny in his, and JR in the left corner, to my left.
I mean, is that a superstition or is that just habit?
No, that's a superstition. I would, if someone was in my chair, I would ask them to move. But I also...
Get out of my chair, meathead there. Commie liberal, get out of there.
Get out of there. And every time I go by the conference room, I look at a certain area in the room. It's kind of just like I make my... I get locked in. All right, let's go back to the studio.
Sure.
And I looked back again for some reason and walked right into the wall, right on the corner there where you turn by the conference room. I drilled my shoulder.
There's nobody behind you. Everyone's on a call.
So Like, I was looking for people to interact with at the break. I just needed...
Need an audience at all times.
So I walk by, I look, there's Mike, he's on his call. I walk through sales. They're all on, they're waving. One of the sales guys is going, he's pointing at his ring. He's got the rubber ring on.
His finger.
On his finger.
He's got what? What is on it? What is it?
A Qualo ring.
I looked that up earlier. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, you were on a different website.
Oh, I beg your pardon. It just was a snake on there.
Then
I didn't know what that meant.
I walk back to marketing. I walk in. I go, hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing this morning? And they're like, we're all on a call. We've seen you walk by every monitor and no one could talk to you.
See that? See, better you than me because I come through there. What up?
Call the cops.
There's a difference.
Like that alligator
guy. Oh, God. I'm just hungry. You know, that's a problem. See, that's the thing. See, but you just need an audience. You just leave people alone.
I just like to say hi and bring joy to people.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know about the latter of that, but nonetheless, you just leave people alone. You know, they're working over here, too.
Every time Cap walks away, he does bring joy to me, my face. So.
Oh! It's like Danny's here.
Wow. It's funny because I went to the bathroom during the same break. And I see Cap meandering around the hallways, and I thought to myself,
what up?
What is he doing? We're back in 2 minutes. Why can't he just go back to the studio?
Because the show's there. I can't go back there. That means work. Take that. I want to be with the sales people.
I just like
what up, sales?
We're on a call.
Oh, sorry.
I'll go to marketing.
Maybe marketing's not working. What up?
We're working. We're on a call.
I'm sorry.
They're all on the same call.
Guess I have to go back to the studio with Hoodie. Oh, God.
Rachel's like, you've popped up on every single monitor. They're all on the same call.
We're all in the offices. They're all in a Zoom meeting, and he's walking through each box. He's going through
exactly
everyone's different
like
office
did.
Right now. Cap in the background.
Why are you in the middle? Well, just leave people alone. You know we have a show to do.
Yes, we're at break.
Now you're in Mike's office. Hi. He's in there. And
I wasn't even in there. I just walked by the door. Saw him. He's got his blazer on. He's all decked out. And he's on a call. Hi. I'm like, he's busy. Hey. I go by sale. Yeah, Scharf's on.
Hi. He doesn't want to see you either.
That's it.
He's got that face. I say, why are you making that face? He goes, that's just my face. That's what Mike says.
Okay, so we're sitting in the IDOT bullpen this morning. Me, JR, and Jeff.
Hi.
Just the three of us.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's missing. Danny's on vacation. Enjoy your time, Danny. But where's Hoodie? Hoodie's going to be a little bit late this morning. He's got an issue at the house. We're lucky you did not wipe out and go down. When you hurt your back shoveling?
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, this would have been worse.
Yeah. Well, see, so you get up at 4:15 and you just, you know, get your shower, you find your clothes that you're going to wear, and I'd go through the kitchen to get to the first room. It's away from the bedroom, so that way Peacock could sleep peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to go to the first room, and I'm just trampling something that feels like splish splash underneath my feet. I'm like, what is that? Water coming out from the freezer. And I've got the old the fridge on the top, freezer on the bottom combination, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm like, what is that water coming from? Do I have – you immediately go and look at the ceiling first, right?
Like, turn the light and go, please, no.
Oh, God. I just put a new roof on. How does that happen, right? And there can't be a leak there, but then you look down and you see it just coming out from underneath the freezer. It's defrosting on its own.
And it was like an inch deep on the floor in front of it.
It's pretty bad. And so I'm like, okay. And now my first thought is, well, I'm going to be late, or this is going to be from home today. Because now I got to get mops and towels and everything to get this up, because it's not like Peacock's going to get up. There's no way that's not going to happen. And I don't want to get her up either. Because
mm-hmm.
the first thing, now we got chaos and all that. So she's dead asleep while this is all happening. And I'm getting all the water up and just like, yeah, so that's a major problem, especially when it's a newish refrigerator.
So you did not wake her up.
She wasn't going to get up anyway.
Oh, see.
I don't think she would have slept like a log.
I would have gone, Mindy!
Yeah, of course. Help. There's no help.
Help!
No, I got water on the floor. Should I call Apt? No. You do it yourself. I got a refrigerator water guy. Hold on. Hello.
Steve Shapiro, please.
Hey, it's Cap. Shapiro, bring someone over with a mop or two. I got to go to work.
Come on! Mindy, handle this! Yoshi, you do it!
No. I do it. Because she wakes up and it'll be all kind of water all over the place. That's not a good look, right? So you just do it.
The thing is, that time of day, everything becomes an emergency, right? You can call Steve Shapiro, but he's not getting back to you until 7 o'clock in the morning. It's 4:15.
Yes.
So, yes, you've got to decide whether you're going to deal with it yourself or you've got to, you know, pass the buck sometimes.
I just know that you got to do it yourself, and that's why. Because she wakes up, and then I'm going to get calls like, what did you do? I didn't do anything. Because that immediately it goes to you.
Right.
What did you do
wrong? You discovered it first, so you did it.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
So I don't. You know, I get blamed enough for anything else around the house.
Well, it's funny because...
All the time.
You know the coffee mugs I bought all you guys?
Coffee?
The Yeti mugs?
Yes.
With our show logo on it?
Yes.
And the station? So I knocked one over, I don't know, 2 weeks ago in the kitchen. It's like 4 a.m. Knocked it over. The top comes off. You hear the clatter. Mindy's asleep.
Yes.
All of a sudden, what did you break? I'm like,
nothing.
Relax, nothing. It was just a coffee mug.
You know, it's just amazing. Just little random noises in the house. Well, if it is involving you, you're the problem.
No question.
You broke something. It's
correct.
You. You, Mellor, you did it. But, I mean, that's not what I got into the marriage for. I didn't get in there to get blamed.
Exactly.
I got in the radio business to get blamed. That's what I got. Not to be married to get blamed for stuff. Just the littlest things.
So is it dry in the kitchen now?
At least I hope so. I got the fans going. Hopefully, hopefully that's the case. I got the floor fans. I mean, I'm working it, man.
Hoodie, I like that. The marriage blame game. That just reminded me. Over the weekend on Saturday, my wife asked me to drop off a package at the post office. Because she's been, you know, just clearing stuff out of the house. She puts stuff up, like, on apps. And if anyone wants to buy something, like, for cheap, just, we're not using it anymore. So go ahead, you know, if you want $5-$10, you know, my wife will, you can come by and pick it up. Well, this person wanted the item but asked if we could ship it to them. Mm-hmm. And they paid, you know, what, like an extra $20 or something. All right,
sure.
Fine. I'll drop it off at the post office. So I go to drop it off at the post office. I've got no last name. I've got an address, I've got a first name, but there's no last name to go out to the recipient.
Love Janice.
And I'm giving the post office person behind the desk the package, and I was like, I don't have a last name. I was like, is that cool? I have the address. And she goes, well, she's like, it should be delivered, but there's a chance it could be returned to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my wife, no answer. I shrug my shoulders and I go, all right, hopefully it gets there. Otherwise it'll come back to us, right?
Right.
I get home. And all of a sudden, I get an earful. How could you send the package without a last name if they told you it might come back to us? I go, I'm doing your job that you asked me to do for you. You didn't give me a last name. How is this my fault?
It is your fault, though, because you're the man. It makes no
100%.
Sense.
Needless to say, I drove back over to the post office and gave them the last name. Had them digging out of the box for the package that I had just dropped off 15 minutes earlier.
You're a pain in the ass.
I was that guy.
Yes.
That guy is here again.
You see that, Cap? How we get blamed?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bone dry as far as I know by the time I get home. But, of course, now the repairman's going to come over this afternoon. So, but that's the whole issue, though. It's like... Like, I didn't make that water go out there, but I'm sure the text messages will come. Like, there's a little water on the floor. Did you spill something? Did you drop the milk? No, I didn't drop the milk.
I woke up. It was like this.
I was like, yo, but of course
perhaps
it's my fault.
You didn't close the door.
Oh! At least I got a place to stay if that's the case.
You can come at my place. I got a place for you at the crib.
Sleeping with Yoshi.
Shot or no shot. Is next.
Move over, Yosh! It's Hoodie! Would you like a burger?
Oh, boy.
Take that!
Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I say
shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say he made my shot.
Shot, no shot. Brought to you by the awesome people at PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook's open now. Download the PointsBet app right now. And then stop by Hawthorne Racecourse to register your account. And I checked this with the authorities there. The PointsBet gurus. And I was told, you don't even have to get out of your car. Because of the way the geolocating works on your phone, Android, iPhone, once you pull in the parking lot there, you click on the app, it verifies, yep, you're there. Bingo, you're good, you can leave. And then you can do everything on your phone. Now, it's a great experience to go out and gamble in their PointsBet Sportsbook or in Club Hawthorne if you want to play the ponies. But that's how you register it, and you're good to go.
Technology.
Thanks a lot, Pritzker.
Another shot.
Makes a lot of sense. But what, a lot of what we do in this state doesn't make sense. JR!
Well, you can move, you know.
I'm happy here.
Okay, well, then leave him alone, then. You can move. Want to take this show to Vegas?
We're good.
All right. How about Northern Little Rock? Well, how about that? How about Arkansas?
Hard pass.
What's wrong with Arkansas? That's where your wife's family from.
Correct.
Mine as well.
That's it.
They can stay down there.
That's it. I haven't made any of those trips.
Oh, you haven't been down to Arkansas?
I've never been there.
Oh, it's wonderful there.
I like people that can read.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow.
JR.
Wait a minute.
Good morning, Cap. Not sure about that comment.
With teeth. Yeah, go ahead, JR.
Oh.
Did you watch Deliverance yet, by the way?
That's Arkansas.
The morning, story Cody, of Arkansas.
Deliverance.
No, don't do that now. Come on. That's my family's home state. Don't do that. And Mindy's.
That's it.
Jay. Guys, KD went off last night for a triple-double, putting the Nets up 3-2 in their series with Milwaukee. Shot or no shot, James Harden gets on the floor and plays tonight in Game 6.
You know, shot, he will play Game 6 when Game 6 is played. I saw Reggie Miller's tweet
last night.
Yeah,
wait, not
night.
Tonight, right?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Well, I saw Reggie Miller's tweet last night saying that he had a thought of resting KD and Harden for Game 6. The whole game.
Right. Just sit him out.
This is why you don't coach, pal.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? What kind of idea is that?
What if they had said that to Reggie? Hey, Reggie, you, Rick Smits, and whoever, Mark Jackson, you're all sitting.
Vern Fleming.
Yeah. Exactly.
All you guys.
George McLeod.
Yes.
You're all sitting. No shot.
No. Of course they're going to play. Now you have momentum. You have 3-2. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what kind of Kevin Durant we're going to see physically for the next game. He played all 48 minutes. But if Harden can go, here's the underrated thing. He was out there for 46 minutes on the bad hamstring. Didn't do a lot. Had the lateral movement of a rose bush defensively, so he had a hard time there. But he was there, so if he could play, absolutely.
Tip your cap to that guy.
Yeah.
Gutted it out. JR.
Gentlemen, the Cubs take on all-world pitcher Jacob deGrom today. He's sporting a .56 ERA and a .53 whip. Shot or no shot, they score off of him today?
That's a shot. Cubs going to win today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You betting that?
Let me check the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to check the numbers. Someone's going to step out here. You Cub fans are too afraid. Just because DeGrom's on. Maybe the Cubs get hot.
I hope they win, but I have a feeling they're going to get the ever-living crap beaten out of them.
Carmen says they're plus 240.
Thank you, Carm.
You get out of there, Carmen. The Mets are 1.5 run favorite.
Or you could just bet the money line, which is probably minus 270. Take back plus 240 for the Cubs. Yeah, a hard pass.
So over-under is 6.5 for runs. Take the under?
Yes.
Take the under, but I will click Cubs. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? Someone's going to have some balls in this show. I'll click Chicago Cubs right now, Robert Stack. He's got
Stock.
You told Jesse Stack.
I did.
Robert Stack with his machine gun and his little
hat. The Untouchables.
Robert Stack out there.
Like if we had an arm going, everyone's like, oh, you're going to have to deal with 101 tonight. Yeah, why are every other team not signed that guy when he got released?
Well, it's because Robert Stack is out there, you still believe in the under?
It's an unsolved mystery, actually, Cap.
It's a really good question.
You get out of there.
Might want to go over.
Cubs win, though.
I hope they do. I just am not putting my money on it. No, thank you. I'll be rooting for him.
You know, but that's just baseball, is it, Mellor? Like, of course, the heavy underdog will be the Cubs. But what about the Cubs just getting a hold of one, just stringing together a couple of base hits here and there?
Yeah, like, they could easily score one run, but And the thing is, DeGrom's been dealing with, you know, this lat issue that has shortened his starts the last couple times out. So that would be, if I wanted to bet on the Mets, my big concern.
Well, DeGrom also had forearm tightness, didn't he?
Not this year. That if he had tightness, it was his lat, right? It was his lat, the shoulder.
A lot of great baseball players. DeGrom,
yeah.
Flaherty.
Listen,
me in the 60 league.
All right, move along.
Cody, I'll tell you this. Look, you're showing some big balls here. I'm not betting the Cubs.
I'm just trying to get part of the Open tomorrow. by me saying the Cubs are going to win, I just want to be part of the Open.
Well, since you brought it up, did you see what I think Pedro Martinez is trying to get to be part of the Open as well? He said this yesterday on MLB Network. I think talking about the sticky substances.
Guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. And if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them, and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
Yeah, words to live by.
That's it. By the way, Mets ace Jacob DeGrom was dealing with an elbow injury last week, right flexor tendonitis.
Cubs win!
But he's going to go today.
Cubs win! I'm sorry, it's Boog.
And the Cubs win.
There you go.
Well said.
There you go. All right, JR.
I love Boog. Go ahead.
Previewing the match upcoming on the 6th of July yesterday, Aaron Rodgers did so wearing an I'm offended shirt. Take a listen.
It's been one of those quiet off seasons you just dream about where you can just kind of go through your process on your own quietly. And, you know, that's all you can ask for as an older player in the league and someone who's been around for a long time and just enjoys that time to yourself, to just relax, to not be bothered, to not have any obligations or anything going on. And, you know, I think that's what this offseason has been about. It's been about really enjoying my time and spending it where I want to spend it and not feeling like I have to go anywhere, not having any responsibilities, but still being an NFL player at the same time. It's been great.
Yeah, make sure my check's there. I'm the leader of the football team. But you know what?
Cap, shot or no shot, you're offended.
Yeah, he's a punk. He's a great football player. Ooh. He's an amazing talent, one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks ever, maybe top five. I'm so tired of listening to him whine like a child. I want the GM fired. I don't like how I'm being treated. I have philosophical differences. I'm going to Hawaii with Shailene. We're going to do what we want. I'm not going to go anywhere I don't want to go to. Hey, get me a new contract. Stop. I'm offended. I'm offended by you. Take that.
Well, I think he wears the I am offended t-shirt as almost a rib.
Probably right.
You remember earlier in the show, in the show's history, I said, if you're offended by what we say, be offended. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like Cap and Jay Hood, be offended.
Yeah.
The t-shirt's coming.
There you go.
Because no matter what I say or whatever you say, someone's going to be offended, and I don't care. Earlier in my career, I could say, boy, you know, people don't like my opinion, or maybe I should tailor. I'm not tailoring my opinion for anybody. I'm an adult with a mortgage. I couldn't care less what you think.
Correct.
So, I mean, hey, if we're on the same page, great. If we're not on the same page, let's have a discussion. You don't have to attack. We can just have a discussion, you know, like we used to. Good old dialogue. Remember that?
Correct.
Differences of opinion. And if you're offended by what I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. So if he's going to wear that t-shirt, JR, that's fine. He doesn't bother me. You know why? Because he didn't play for my favorite NFL team. Hey, whatever he does, he wants to linger out in Hawaii or play or be in Jeopardy. That helps my Bears. I don't care.
I don't disagree with what you said. I'm just tired of every single day.
It's small.
Oh, Mark Murphy said he's a complicated fella. Oh, that's just so offensive. You know what? Then retire. Take your ass somewhere else, and I don't ever have to hear your name again. But guess what? If I was the owner, you're never wearing another jersey. You want to play? You're a great player. I'll pay you handsomely. You're either playing for us, or guess what? I'm so effing wealthy, I don't care. You will never get traded. I don't care what you offer me. I'm making a statement. That's what I'd do if I was the owner.
And mean you can go someplace else, meaning Denver.
Denver. You want to go play for the Argonauts in Toronto? I'll get you up there.
Hey, CFL's back, though. I read that somewhere.
You want to play for Trestman? Good luck.
JR?
A matinee today for the White Sox right here on ESPN 1000, 1230 pregame with Connor,
by the
way. I will
be there. I can't wait.
Cap is going to be there. Ryan Yarbrough versus Lucas Giolito. Shot or no shot, Cap stays the whole game.
That's a no shot. He's going to try to beat traffic.
That is an absolute shot.
You're not staying the entire game. You're
No. It's no shot. I'm talking, agreeing with you. There is no shot I'll be there at the end of the game.
No, there's no question about that. No, you're going to try to beat traffic.
That I have to do a TV thing at 5?
Yeah.
And I'm having dinner with my son after it?
Yeah.
There's no shot.
Yes. Over under at 2 hours, it'll be the under. I guarantee you that. You'll try to weasel your way into Jerry's box, if you're pardon the expression. You'll try to get yourself up there, meet some Sox officials, and then you're out.
No, I'm going to be in my seat, section 142.
You'll get bored, and then you'll try to get to Jerry's box.
No shot.
David Kaplan is in Jerry's box. What? David Kaplan is in Jerry's box.
Susan Waldman.
Oh, my God.
Roger Clemens is in George's box.
Of all the things.
You've got to have that in the system. That's hilarious.
What are you doing here, David? Spending good money in a good ball game. Get out. It's a beautiful day for baseball, then here you come. Why don't you just go home?
Susan Waldman, I can hear it.
Susan Waldman, yes. Voice of the game.
Roger Clemens is in George's box. And
what do you think? It's so ridiculous. Over the top for no reason. Susan, sit down. I'm imagining that's what her partner said.
Yes, John Sterling.
John Sterling, please sit down. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, you're embarrassing.
The 2-2 to Jeter followed away. So I was with the Twins last night.
But Roger Clemens is in George's box.
Please.
Roger Clemens is in George's box.
Please sit down. You're embarrassing me, Susan. The 2-2 fouled away.
That is the best.
So I was at the China Club last night, and the pitch is in and over for a strike three.
On the Tri-Honda Yankees radio network.
Dee, 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 dee.
Here's David Justice.
Like, Bernie Williams on deck.
He's wearing an ascot while he's doing play-by-play. John Sterling.
Unbelievable.
Of all the things, George's box. Please sit down. You're embarrassing me.
Net is high. Net is far. It is gone.
Yeah. Bernie Williams, a home run. And I've got a feather up my blank. And it's 1-0 Yankees.
Bird, baby, bird. He's done it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Top 10 list is
what?
Next.
What do you mean? The 2-2 to Jeter.
Cap.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, home stretch. We'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko. In fact, there's Carmen in the booth right now.
He's always there.
Yeah.
He's always there.
And you always say to him, get out of there, Carm.
Yeah, exactly right, because we've got a show to do here, and he's interfering with Meller's show. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. Meller featuring Carmen and Yurko coming up at 10 o'clock.
Correct. Right, the Jeff Meller show featuring Carmen.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I was out with Oleg Krutz and Pat Manley yesterday playing golf.
Oh, is that legal?
It's legal.
You sure?
Yeah. And
did you check in?
Olin paid the highest compliment to Yurko. Wait a minute.
Wait.
David Letterman just walked in the studio.
Wait a minute. This is not in my format, Meller. Could you explain to me what is this?
What is David Letterman doing in the building?
It does not say that he's... Okay, what are we doing here?
Well, Hoodie, I don't know if it's David Letterman. I certainly know that there's a Letterman, perhaps J.R. Letterman, hanging out around the studios today. And when we have the opportunity to bring in a J.R. Letterman, we may as well take advantage and do our own top 10 list, don't you think?
Well, I guess so, J.R. Letterman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Paul, you're looking tan. Guys, we're hearing a lot about MLB's crackdown on sticky stuff.
Guy acts like he's 6'6 over there.
Hold on a second, JR. Before we get to the what we're trying to do there, we should make sure that folks go check out on Twitch, because that's where yes. I think this bit excels.
That would be twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You got to see who's in our studio.
Yeah, it's very good, Paul. Very well said. Now, go ahead, JR. What do you really? Have?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're like 6 feet tall. He's a little guy.
Easy, tiny. Gentlemen, we're hearing a lot about MLB's crackdown on sticky stuff, and that means that memos have been sent to teams about the pitchers in question. Mm-hmm. We thought that we would do a top 10 list today of top 10 substances found on Chicago's balls.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Top 10 substances found on Chicago's balls. Number 10, Elmer's glue.
Yes.
Number 9, Old Style.
Nice.
Especially at Wrigley.
That's a Chicago favorite.
Number 8, Beard Balm. Beard Balm.
Beard.
I said beard.
Jake Arrieta's got plenty of that.
Balm. Dallas Keuchel, a beard guy.
Beard Balm, all right.
Yeah.
Number 7, coffee.
Of course.
Coffee? Insta.
Hi-yo. Very good.
Number 6, top 10 substances found on Chicago balls. Tinctures. Tinctures.
Tinctures, yes.
Thank you, Yurko.
You can find that at the local CVS. Yes, tinctures, yes.
Number 5, au jus. I said au jus.
Italian beef.
No, he's talking about you, Paul. Go ahead.
Wow. Top 10 substances found on Chicago's balls. Number 4, Malort.
Ah, yes. My cup of tea, or my cup of Malort in this case.
Heck, what happened to the bottle that was in here?
It's in the fridge.
Oh, got it.
You can hit
that's
that
a thing, I guess.
Hit that before the pictures. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Number 3, Harold's Mild. Harold's Mild.
did that one for the culture. Thank you very much. Yes.
Number 2, hair gel.
Is that a hair gel?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I could use no, no, don't, you don't have to. You don't.
I just ran out.
And the top substance found on Chicago's balls, everything but ketchup.
Ah!
Very well said,
Jay. Very well. Very good. J.R. Letterman there as he throws his number 2 pencil.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
And tune in always at twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
I used to produce that. Stand.
Good night, everybody.
There's a guy there that used to produce Howard Stern.
He knows, bitch. He's way bigger. Way bigger than Cap'n Jay Hood.
So, I did this with Buzz and Wendy, and it went over wonderfully. Of course, Letterman was on the air at that time, so. Comedy. I love it. I love it.
You guys may have a sports show, but we were multidimensional.
Wendy had a great She was great. She had Camel cigarettes after every break. And Buzz, well, he had the best laugh. So, I taught him to laugh.
You could learn a lot from that.
Howard Stern.
We'll cross talk in 2 minutes.
Coffee?